the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today I would like to take a few moments to explain to you the ceremonies and some of the background to Palm Sunday's sacred liturgy. In the first part of the sacred liturgy today, there is the blessing of the palms. And if you read the text in your missal, you see the rich signification of the blessing of the palms. You also read a reference to the blessing of olive branches. And that is because you may also bless olive branches. In fact, you can bless any branch of any tree, because it says in the gospel that they took branches. Now, in this country, most of the time we bless only palms, but in Europe they bless almost always the olive branches. And both are fine, and both have their significance. The palm is the symbol of victory, and the victory of martyrs. So the martyrs hold their palms in their statues. And so our Lord has the victory of the shedding of his blood, and the victory over Satan and the effects of sin, which victory will be manifested on Easter Sunday. But there is also the aspect of the mystical meaning of the olive branch, and that is the olive tree is what gives the olive oil, which is used for Holy Chrism and the holy oils of the church, which is a symbol of the grace of God. And so it is used in confirmation, it is used at baptism, it is used in holy orders as a symbol of the grace of God. And for that reason, the chrism is mixed into the baptismal water on Holy Saturday. And why does it have this signification? Because our Lord prayed in the Garden of Olives at the beginning of his passion. And our Lord often went to that garden to pray. And it is as if in the passion, our Lord himself, like an olive, is being squeezed so that the oil come out. The oil being, therefore, a representation of his blood, just as the water of baptism is also a representation of his blood. And that's why it is used to signify the grace of God. And so you should read those prayers. They're full of significance. They tell the whole story of Palm Sunday. You should read them carefully. And then we distribute the palms. And this commemorates the people taking up the branches. That was an ancient custom. If anyone important was coming, a king, they would take up the branches and wave them and throw them before him as a symbol of honor and dignity. And so we take up these branches and we go in procession, in solemn procession, as if we ourselves are participating in this great Palm Sunday procession. Our Blessed Lord was at the house of Lazarus and St. Mary Magdalene and Martha, and then proceeded to Bethany. This was the day before. This would have been yesterday. And Bethany is significant because that is where the lambs were raised, which would be sacrificed on the Passover, the special lamb. And so his passing through Bethany is significant because he is obviously the lamb which will be sacrificed on Passover. And there he goes over the Mountain of Olives. He is already being followed by people. There is already a procession. And so they must have olive branches in their hands. And as this procession winds down the mountain, if you've ever seen pictures of Jerusalem, the Mountain of Olives comes up very, very quickly on the east side, and it descends into the Brook of Cedron. There is a little river between it, and then Jerusalem comes up on the other side. And so he would come down the mountain in all sight of Jerusalem. They could see him, the temple, shining in its magnificent white marble in the sun. all Jerusalem could see him coming, and the people already proclaiming him. What does he do? He stops on the Mountain of Olives, and he weeps over Jerusalem. It is at this solemn moment that he weeps over Jerusalem and says, how many times I wanted to essentially convert you to myself, but you have not listened to me. And then he proceeds again to Jerusalem, and there Jerusalem is swollen with visitors, mostly Jews, but also Gentiles. Gentiles who were interested in Judaism because they became disinterested in the absurd pagan religions, there to participate in the sacred ceremonies of the Jewish Holy Week. And so there is an immense crowd of thousands and thousands of people in Jerusalem. Did you ever hear in a stadium where there are many thousands of people, maybe 50,000 people, the roar of the crowd? There is something about that roar. And here, these people are roaring, Hosanna, as Christ comes in on a little donkey, the baby donkey, to show his meekness. He does not come in on a horse with a sword as a conquering general, but he comes in on a little donkey to the immense praise and excitement of the crowd. We have to picture that in our minds. It is a glorious day. But our Lord knows why he is coming. He is not coming to take possession of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday because he knows that it will not be so easy. He is coming as to be a priest and king. He is already priest and king by his incarnation. But during this week, he will exercise the solemn functions of his priesthood and of his kingship. Of his priesthood because he will offer himself as both priest and victim on the cross and at the Last Supper. And as king because by taking possession of his people, by the shedding of his blood, he will exercise his royalty to the supreme degree. He will strike down the devil on Good Friday and overcome his empire over men. How? By dying. And you say, well, how is that? Why is it by dying that he does so? Because he accepts from the devil the ultimate that the devil can give. He accepts from him what the devil would do to each of us. But because he is God, what the devil does to him has no effect. In 3 days, he rises from the dead. He already proved that he has mastery over life by raising Lazarus and others from the dead, but particularly Lazarus. And so, although he accepts death, death has no dominion over him. It is nothing for him. And as he himself said, it is he who gives up his life and not someone else who takes it away from him. And that's why it says in today's gospel that he cried out with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Who can cry out with a loud voice when he is no longer in possession of his faculties because of loss of blood and of weakness? Who can do that on the cross? But because he is full of life, because he is God, author of life, he cries out with a loud voice, because what the devil does and what he permits the devil to do has no dominion over him. And so by paying that price, he becomes, in his sacred human nature,
or he exercises, I should say, in his sacred human nature, the supreme act of his royalty. And that's why he says very appropriately to Pilate, I am a king. And appropriately, Pilate puts on the cross Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. There is one puzzling aspect about Palm Sunday, and that is this. If all of these crowds are roaring, Hosanna today, why then in 5 days do they crucify him? Why are they roaring, crucify him, crucify him? Why do they have this faith in him on Sunday and on Friday they lose the faith? But is that so bizarre? Do we not, by our own baptisms and by our own attendance at church, by our own kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament as it is raised for our adoration by the priest during Mass, don't we call out Hosanna? But at the same time, during the week, do we not often fall? Do we not often go near the temptations of sin? Do we not often fall into mortal sin? Do we not therefore also cry, crucify him? Don't forget our Lord said, many are called, but few are chosen. And there are indeed many in that crowd today who really do believe. And we know that is true by the fact that after the coming of the Holy Ghost, when the apostles preached to the crowds of Jerusalem, many converted, 5,000 converted and were baptized. Many are in that crowd who truly do believe, but there are many, many, many who do not. And so do not be among the general crowd that cries Hosanna, but goes to hell for lack of faith or for lack of good morals, but be among those who cry Hosanna with a pure and deep and convinced heart of faith and with a holy and warm love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.